Hey everybody, and welcome to today's update. This episode was recorded on the 19th of May 2023. Thank you so much for tuning in last week and supporting my video on my podcast. I really do appreciate it. This wee lassie from Scotland does appreciate all the support that you give her, so thank you for that. In terms of personal updates, last week I sat and passed the Terraform Associate exam, so I was really chuffed to get that one under my belt. A few months of study was well rewarded and at the end of last week. And as such, I've actually shared a 10-minute video explaining what Terraform is, giving beginners an overview of what it is. So if anyone is looking to start to study for Terraform, please do check out my video. Hopefully catch you in that one. But let's go into the updates. So there's a few things that I want to cover off this week. So we have Azure Bastion shareable links in general availability. So with Azure Bastion shareable links, you can give someone a link to connect to a virtual machine or a virtual machine scale set without them actually having access to the Azure portal. So that avoids administrators having to set up an Azure account or even potentially sharing their Azure account. Hope no one's been doing that, to give someone a one-time access to a virtual machine, to a virtual machine scale set and connect into that. And it really avoids having to, you know, create that Azure account for someone or for a one-time off use, or potentially exposing the RDP or SSH ports for that one-time use to someone. So great feature there, and I'll definitely be giving that a try out. Now, something I've been concentrating on recently is Azure Automation. I've been looking back at the product and seeing its functionality and seeing how it's grown since I last used it. And it's great to see the team invest in additional functionality in it. So it now supports Python 3.8 for running your automation runbooks. So both for cloud and hybrid jobs, that's available. So again, like I say, great to see the investment from the Azure Automation team on that one. So if you've ever had to manage a firewall, you'll know that over time it becomes a real challenge because organisations' needs change, the requirements change, the amount of rules change, the amount of policies change. It just becomes very hard to understand maybe potentially what rules are there, what rules would impact other rules that are there, and it really becomes suboptimal for your firewall. It can impact both performance, security, and just the time that it takes to manage that. So what we have now within Azure Firewall is a new generally available feature called Policy Analytics. Not easy for me to say. So that helps address the challenges that you're facing with managing firewalls and managing that growing number of rules and policies in place within your firewall. So the Policy Analytics gives you visibility into traffic flowing through the firewall with features such as the firewall flow logs, rule to flow match, rule hit rate, and single rule analysis. So it really helps you refine and understand what's happening within your Azure firewall to make sure that it's optimum both in that performance, security, and management overview. So definitely check that out if you're using Azure Firewall. In public preview, you can create your own custom error pages for 403, 502, and 503 errors in your Azure app services. So yeah, you can get creative with your custom error pages now as well. I've also spotted a new workbook template in Azure Advisor, and it's been released to help you identify areas of improvement by checking configuration of selected Azure resources using the resiliency checklist and best practices in that area. So you can use filters to focus on resources that you really care about and understand how you can improve the resiliency of those Azure resources and the design of those Azure resources. So this is in public preview, but I do encourage you to have a look at it. It'll be a great resource for helping you identify areas that you can improve on, or check marking that some areas are highly resilient. But yeah, it'd be great to give it a try, get some feedback to the product team and really help them out on that one as well. So yeah, do check out that workbook within Azure Advisor on resiliency. So another feature in a public preview is the Azure Container Storage. So this is a unique volume management service built natively for containers. And with Azure Container Storage, you can easily create and manage block storage volumes for production scale, stateful container applications and run them on Kubernetes, really ensuring that consistent experiences across different environments are happening. Now, this public preview feature is available in East US, West US, 2, West US 3 and West Europe. You have to request access to this public preview, so I'll put a link in the show notes or the comments of wherever you're watching or listening to this video or podcast. Interesting ones there. So yeah, happy Friday, folks. That's all for me, and thank you for tuning in. Do remember to hit that like button and subscribe if you haven't already to my channel. I do have some other videos planned. So yeah, catch you in another one, folks.